All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Course Creator Community Podcast. I'm your host, Jono, and I am super excited because we have an absolute rock star on the line this week. And I know I say that every week about every guest, but this person actually is. A little bit about her. She's a successful CEO and international best-selling author known for her innovative approach to scaling online businesses. She's been featured in Forbes, and she's passionate about helping frustrated but expert coaches build their evergreen lifestyle coaching business. So without further ado, let me introduce, all the way from Northern Ireland, the one and only Maeve Ferguson. Maeve, how are you?
Hey, Jono, I am wonderful. Thank you. And thank you so much for having me.
No, thank you for coming on. Northern Ireland, what's the time and the temperature over there?
It's currently 11 p.m. at this time of recording. So my babies are tucked up in bed, and I normally had about 3 hours sleep by this stage, but it is all good. I have awesome. Had my coffee, and I am ready to go.
Okay, and the weather, is it like... Or the weather's just the same in Ireland every day, right?
Northern Ireland, yes. Varying degrees of rainy, and it was actually quite nice today. It was dry. It's always okay. A bonus.
Okay. Whereabouts in Northern Ireland? Belfast?
Just off, not far from the north coast. So I live in a horse farm about half an hour from the north coast. So
okay,
you guys, I know you all love your surfing. So
is there surfing in Northern Ireland?
Yeah.
There you go.
But probably not Australia standards now, to be fair. Yeah.
Well, Maeve, someone's listening to this, they haven't been following you. Do you want to give us a bit of an intro? Who are you? What do you do?
Yeah, so my name is Maeve Ferguson, as you said, and I help and work with expert coaches to help them really scale online and move away from the launch roller coaster. So they kind of opening up their courses or their programs, you know, once or twice a year, and very much moving into an evergreen business model where it's just a lot more ease and flow. And I have two little ones, so time is very, very limited. So I really have a big focus on helping people who only have, say, 10 hours a week to work on their business and to build out that entire business model that makes it possible, even if you only have 10 hours a week.
Love it. And I believe one of your specialties is around quiz funnels, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's what I've named this podcast. So let's dive into that. Let me run through a scenario for you, Maeve. Let's say there's a course creator. They've got a course. The course is finished. They're selling, you know, one, maybe two a month, but not really enough to make much of an impact. What do you reckon this person does in terms of quiz funnels? What's the first thing they got to do to kind of implement your method?
Yeah, so I think it's such a common thing that you're speaking to, but I think the first thing is really looking at the level of problem awareness in your market. Because if we are trying to sell to people who don't even know they have a problem, never mind actually be seeking a solution, it's going to be next to impossible to sell them our course at the back end. Mm. So what we really want to do, first of all, is make sure that we are working in a niche and working in a market where people know they have a problem. And then this is where the quiz funnel comes into play. If they are problem aware, you can actually move them down that buyer journey closer and closer to that buyer decision with the power of a quiz funnel. So making sure that they're problem aware, really kind of land at home with them, the impact of not fixing the problem that they have, and then very much allowing them to realize that there is a solution there for them. You're building desire and demand for that solution inside your quiz, and then lo and behold, your course is the offer at the back end of that quiz.
Gotcha. Love it. Sounds awesome in theory. Can you give us an example there, Maeve? What would be an example of, give us one of your best performing quizzes, and give us that kind of definition where it's like, hey, here's the problem. Here's how the quiz identifies that problem.
Yeah. So essentially, if you think of the first thing you want to put in place is a hook. So what's your evergreen lifestyle business potential is one of the hooks for one of the quizzes that we have running.
What was the name of that one?
Yeah. So what is your evergreen lifestyle business potential?
So you can see
there with the hook, there's the curiosity, the intrigue, and it stops the scroll. So people actually stop to say, what's my potential in this space? And then what you want to do in there is actually bring them through a series of questions. And one of those questions can be what we call like a diagnostic question. And that could be essentially really trying to understand their single biggest challenge. And when we say, you know, when it comes to building and scaling your evergreen coaching business, what do you feel is your single biggest challenge? And then we are giving them 3, 4, or 5 options. They are then picking that option, which determines then their result of that quiz. And then we are able to kind of dig further into that to ask them, you know, what have you tried to fix this in the past? Or have you kind of considered the impact that could have if you don't change this? And really start to ask them questions that allow them to understand how serious the problem is that they currently do have.
Gotcha.
And then what we want to do is kind of bring them on through the conversation and kind of do a dance between the pain point and the desired pleasure, where we're then allowing them kind of circle back to their why. So why did you become a coach in the first place? Why did you become a course creator in the first place? It's to serve more people, to help more people. And then we're teasing the result to tell them, you know, we normally use like an acronym to describe their result as a teaser. And then they have to opt in then to actually get that result and what it means and the impact that it is having on them. And then an invitation then to come and purchase your course.
Gotcha. All right. So let me get my head around this. So this is all in the quiz, right? When you're saying we're asking questions, we're diving deeper. Yeah. This is all part of the quiz. This isn't a phone call yet. This isn't automation or anything. It's literally just on the quiz.
It's literally inside the quiz. Yeah.
Awesome. So we've got that hook. We've got a series of questions. Could you give us a couple? Maybe we'll run with that funnel, that quiz that you were mentioning earlier. What's your evergreen potential? What are some of the questions you'd have in that actual quiz?
Yeah. So for us, obviously, we're kind of focusing in then on marketing. So we're asking them questions like, are you something about the launch roller coaster? Because what we are trying to do is to bring anybody who's on that launch roller coaster a level of awareness that, oh my goodness, that's what's happening to me. So we're asking them a question, what does launching allow you to make you feel like, or something like that, where we're allowing them to realize the impact of that launch roller coaster.
And then you'll have options there where it's like, sweet, I love launching. Oh, it's not too bad, but it just takes a lot of work. Get me out of launching.
I don't like my eggs being in one basket, all of those types of things.
Gotcha. And are these like this? You might cover this as we go on. Is it always like, let me think how to ask this. Is it like, is the answer always the same at the end? Is it like a series of questions? The answer is like always buy my course? Or is it like, if the answers are these set, you buy this course? If the answers are these, you buy this course?
Brilliant question. Yeah. So the answer is it depends on what the course creator has. So the kind of the ultimate level is if you have, for example, 3, 4, or 5, what we call buckets, and then they siphon in and the email nurture follow-up sequence, the thing that's up for offer is literally tied to that bucket. That's kind of the highest level of specificity that is possible. But often the way, whenever you craft these things correctly, all roads can lead to your program essentially. And this is why when we're building the quiz, we never ever start at the start of the quiz and build the quiz. We always begin with the end in mind. So we look at your course, look at what the offer is, and then almost like reverse engineer out of that to decide, right, what buckets do we want people to fall into? What are the most common things we see in our industry, in our niche, the biggest problems that people have, the biggest types that people are? And then from there, then we craft our hook. So it all begins actually with the course that your people have to sell at the back end.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense. Let's run through a couple more examples of these questions, maybe with the ones you've got in your funnel. And then maybe we'll even do some for some other niches where it's like, all right, here's an example of a different niche. Here's their offer. Here's how we can, you know, also implement some of those questions in there. So we've got, you know, how is the person feeling about launching? What are some of the other questions you've got in that quiz?
So something is just like, what drives you most? Freedom, impact, revenue, empowerment. Okay. And again, that's given us a really good feel for the demographic. And whenever you use a certain type of software, you can start to analyze all of these back end responses and then start to realize, right, well, these are the things that people are checking off the most. And then obviously you're able to circle that back into your content and speak to that more and more.
Gotcha. Now, is that like a kind of research question where it's like you're just getting data, or is it more like, all right, if this person answers this, they go onto this sales page, which is all about money, money, money. Or if this person answers this, they go onto this sales page, which is all about freedom, freedom, freedom. What can you tell us about that question?
That's amazing.
It depends, I guess.
Yeah, taking things to the next level again. The position of that particular question is often one where we've been through quite a few pain questions, and it's just circling them back to their why and kind of uplifting them again before going on to tease the result. So you're kind of grounding them back into actually, this is why I want to do this. I want to go and impact more people around the world. And even though I've been going through all of these challenging things, actually, yeah, having an impact really matters to me. So it's more of, again, bringing that emotion back up and say, yes, like, let's go and fix this.
Gotcha. All right. Are you cool if I give you some kind of hot fire questions where I'm like, right, here's an example of a course, here's an example of their offer. What sort of things should they put in the quiz? Are you up for that?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah. I'll listen hard here and we'll go for it. Yeah.
That's all right. So let's say a lot of people listening to this are like music people. You know, how to learn play the guitar, how to learn to play the piano, that kind of stuff there. So let's say we've got someone, let's say piano, it's probably a good one there. Even a good friend of mine, so Jax Hopkins, he also runs a podcast around course creators. He's got a course, learn piano in 21 days. So let's say that's the offer at the end. It's a course, learn piano in 21 days. What kind of tips could you?
So hook would be what's stopping you from playing your piano at the family party.
Gotcha.
Okay. So if you think of the hooks up front, we're thinking anything where there's a gap or a blind spot or what's stopping you or potential or killers or mistakes or things like that. So that's it. You know, that's to me just what came up there was like, what's stopping you from being able to go tingle tingle on the ivories.
Awesome. All right. What kind of questions should we be asking in there?
Okay, so when it comes to the diagnostic question would be when it comes to being able to play the piano comfortably in front of an audience, what do you feel is your single biggest challenge?
Love it.
I don't know how to sight read.
Confidence maybe.
Playing from ear isn't there. Yeah. I get into a panic when there's people watching me and so on and so forth. And then each of those would be categorized as a bucket. So you would have, and you give it kind of like a shiny name. So you would have sight reading stutters. You would have, let me see, what else could we have? Oh, we always kind of have like a descriptive word for your buckets. So we have in ours, for example, we have niche paralysis. We have offer overwhelm. We have marketing mayhem. We have tech terrors. We have mindset woes and things like that. So apply that sort of description word to piano-based terms.
And when you say the bucket, is that what we're selling at the end? Is that what you're referring
to? No, so the bucket is kind of what the category that they fall into. So depending on the diagnosis that they get inside this quiz, based on their answers, they are then going to get categorized, say like category 1, 2, 3, 4. But then we obviously call those categories something very shiny. That's the result that we tease. And then we speak to that that diagnosis, that category in the outcome video that they get after they opt in. And that's when we explain that kind of category in such a way that they're going, oh my goodness, it's like they literally are inside my head. They know me so well. It's like your description of it is so accurate and so specific. They are kind of like, they're just immediately bought in that you have the solution because you know their problems so well.
Love it. All right. I might ask a selfish one then. So I'm launching a new program for my fitness education online. It's going to be like an overall, like, grow your fitness business, face-to-face fitness business and group training, boot camp side of stuff, not one-on-one. And the program's going to include everything in there. Hey, we'll do your Facebook ads, we'll do your Google ads, we'll do your website, you know, we'll set up your automations, yada, yada, yada. Do you think a quiz could work for that?
Hell yeah. It would be, what is your fitness business blind spot? Blind spot's really, really good.
Yeah, that's because a good word. That's a good word, isn't
blind
it?
Blind spot, because it's literally, it's a truism. It's like, you know, a lot of people, if they see other like mistakes, we're like, oh, I'm not making a mistake. But if you see blind spot, the fact that it's a blind spot means like, there's even more curiosity there. So
Yeah.
I would probably work on the what's your fitness business. Blind spot is a bit too generic. We would get a better word for fitness business.
Gotcha.
If people are in person.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
No, you know, fitness business isn't bad for this niche because that's kind of how they refer to it themselves.
Hmm.
Would they call themselves
a gym though, or a PT, or
no?
They'd
call themselves a fitness business owner.
Yeah, and then to then strengthen it even further, I would say, what's your number one fitness business blind spot?
Yeah.
Which again implies that you might have more than one, but this is your biggest blind spot of all.
Yeah.
And then in there you'll have, if you think of your course at the back end where you're doing, I presume, how to create an amazing fitness offer, your Facebook ads, your blah, 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 all of the different things that you have in your course up front, then you are then saying, right, okay, you're going to have the people who are struggling with probably a little bit like one of my quizzes, you've got your marketing problem. You've got the people who don't know how to set up all the tech. They don't know how to create compelling offers and keep their fitness clients on a long-term basis. How to get over this, everybody joining in January and then like cancelling further down the road and so on and so forth. And it's like these, when we know the general categories that our people fall into and the pitfalls that our people fall into again and again and again, it becomes really easy to kind of define those buckets. And then it's just then a matter of crafting the questions and bringing them through that psychological journey to tease your result then, and then get them on your list, and then your program is then the solution at the back end.
Love it. Well, I like these. I've never really run a quiz. I've heard about it for ages, but I never really run one myself. I like it even for the research side of things. I might even put one out there just to get some data and see what happens.
Can I geek out on something a little bit?
Yeah, yes, please.
Yeah, if you're up for it, right? So one of the things that this just blows my mind that this is possible, because most quiz softwares can't do this. But one thing, the piece of software that we do is use, what it allows us to do is actually when we look at every answer to every question, we are able to kind of categorize that and say, right, if somebody is answering question 7 with the answer C, that is our perfect ideal client.
Yeah,
we're able to hook that back up into Facebook ads through the conversion API and then say, go and build me lookalike audiences that look exactly like these people that are answering this question in this way.
That is cool. And then you've just got the really ideal audience there.
Yeah. So is it when you craft your questions to say, right, like an example would be in my quiz is somebody who says like, oh, I love sales. I'm here to serve, like selling a service. One of her questions is all about how they feel about sales. Does it feel icky or does it feel amazing? And then we are able to look at the people who have said, like, I love to sell, I love to serve, and then go and build lookalike audiences from that.
That's sick. So I'm guessing, and I'm just even thinking ideas in my head. It could be like, if I do have a quiz and it's like, let's say it's around, the quiz could be around fitness business, whatever. But one of the questions is around, you know, it's obviously not going to be at your level, but I'm just throwing out ideas here where it could be like, you know, hey, are you interested in running Facebook ads? And the answers are, yes, I'm super interested, but I don't know what I'm doing and I don't have time. And, you know, if I had someone.
That's the point. Yeah. So you want the people who really want to, but don't know how, don't have time, just want somebody just to do it for me. It's a little bit like Earth. We build the quizzes for clients because they're just like, I don't want to have to build that crap. It's like, so you literally get them to raise their hand and say, I am literally your perfect ideal client. And then you go,
well, upload, look-alike, target to Facebook.
The conversion API and off it goes. Yeah.
Yeah. Love
it. You can do that across multiple questions inside this one quiz.
Yeah, there we go. If it's Google ads, well, hey, you're getting this. I'm getting this audience here and then showing this ad here. So love that. All right, so that gives me a pretty good idea of, I guess, the actual quiz. Let's even go back a step here. How do we even start it? We use software you've mentioned? What software do we use? Is it multiple softwares? I guess there's a couple things here. It's maybe what do you use? And also, what do you recommend people start off using? And is that the same? Or what can you tell us about software?
Yeah, it's a brilliant question. So we use and build for clients. We use Bucket.io because it is specifically built for quizzes only. And what we've found with a lot of other, and there are other options out there, but what we find with a lot of those other options is that they are kind of bolt-ons to website businesses. And they're
trying to do everything.
We have quizzes, but they're basically a series of questions. And you say to them, right, well, do you have like tagging functionality to do like bespoke nurture follow-up sequences depending on people's result? And they're like, no.
We've got a survey monkey. That's our quiz, right?
Their add-on is that. And like literally, it's just a series of web pages. It's not actually a quiz. So again, it's whenever when people want to kind of embed this in their business seriously, it's having that the correct functionality and the right software to use it. So then you can literally set this thing up. So that's why we use Bucket kind of 2.0.
You'd recommend that for, let's say if a course creator didn't use your services, that you're just like, hey, that's fine. Come back to me later, whatever. But hey, if you want to have a fiddle yourself, you'd still recommend. Awesome. Okay. Price point on that?
It's $99 a month.
Okay, cool.
You'll need an ESP as well then to hook it up with Bucket, so that whenever people basically you tease your result, they opt in, you're then giving them like an outcome video and following up in email with a report. Yep. And then that follow-up sequence then has a click and buy to your course at the back end, as does the outcome page.
Let's go back a step here so I can get my head around this. The quiz does, obviously, the quiz side of things. Because you're saying opt in at the end, it's not opt in to take the quiz, it's do the quiz.
So it's at the end on purpose. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yep. That makes sense. Yeah. Because it's more teased. Yeah. You know, if I get it at the start,
because if you're seven questions in, you're much less likely to bail.
I've done 90% of the work. If I don't enter my email, I did that work for nothing.
Exactly. And then it's like people, anytime I see a quiz, I go and have a nosy just to see what people are doing. Yeah. But it's like they've given no value, and the first question is like, what's your email address? And you're like, no.
Close.
But it's part of the craft in the questions. When we craft them well and craft them correctly, it allows your ideal client to feel heard and understood sometimes for like the very first time. Just the phrasing of those and the options that you give them for the answers, it gives them that feeling of like, oh, this person gets it. They understand what it's like to run this fitness business. They understand what I'm going through. And that all kind of builds in that journey for them.
Gotcha. And so I can get my head around the software stack as well. That last question where the person enters their email, is that like, do we have a CRM? Do we have like an ActiveCampaign or a MailChimp?
You'll need an ESP. Yeah, you'll need an email service provider hooked up to it. It either hooks, there's either native integration or else you just hook it up through a Zap.
Gotcha. Who integrates with natively?
Off the top of my head, it does. There's definitely ActiveCampaign in there. They've got Entreport.
Say no more.
Yeah, is that okay?
Cool. That makes sense. So that
and Infusionsoft as well, I think. What used to be now Keep, I think, used to be Infusionsoft. Awesome. Okay. Yeah, there's a few native integrations in it.
You can just zap it, which is fine.
Yeah, just zap it in. Yeah.
Cool. That makes sense. Cool. And just so I can get my head around this a bit more with the integration side of things, I guess you get shown a different thank you page depending on the quiz, obviously, but depending on your answers, you get shown a different thank you page, which may have a different, you get this tag if you're going ActiveCampaign or whatever and get this funnel or whatever.
So basically when somebody gets to the opt-in screen, it's like it teases their results. So it'll say your result is I was building a quiz for a client just before this, so it's like OMM, so oxygen mask mom. Okay, so that's the teaser. So you just say OMM. They actually have their email address in to find out what that is. Then once they get there, then it says OMM, it stands for oxygen mask mom. And then there's a whole, like a 4-minute outcome video about that, what it means, the impact that it's going to have. Here's what's going to happen if you don't do anything about it. And then here's the solution down below. And then you click and buy.
I love it. So you mentioned all the problem stuff on the sales page, but if you want the solution, give me your email.
It's not the email. So by the time they're watching the video, they've already given their email that gets them to the video page.
Oh, yeah,
the video page is like a like a really condensed VSL. So you're basically saying to them, here's your result, here's what it means, here's the impact that it's having. Now, if you're the person that's ready to take action today, and the fact that you're watching this tells me that you are, here's my course, or here's an offer for you down below. And then that offer can be for course creators. It could be click to buy the course, or it could be book a call, or you go to the workshop, or whatever that call to action may be for you guys.
Love it. All right. That makes sense. Now, this podcast is obviously mainly audio. Most people listening to it audio. It might be hard to kind of visualize this. Are you cool if people go through your funnel, mate, to get a bit of a look at it?
Yeah, of course. Like,
Awesome. Yeah. Give it a shout out. If we want to go through your funnel,
go and do a bit of funnel hacking. So there's one there. So maeaferguson.com/lifestyle. So I'll give you the link there to hook it up as well in the show notes. And if you know, just so people can kind of go through it. I love to always say to people, go through things as an entrepreneur, not just a consumer. And it's just like, what are they doing? Why are they doing it? And then how can we go and recreate that for ourselves?
Gotcha. All right. So that makes sense. We've got kind of bit of background on the quiz. We've got a bit of background on how we sell. We've got a bit of background on the software. How do we actually get people through this quiz? Because we're going to have the best quiz in the world, but if no one's going through it.
My favorite saying in the entire world, a quiz funnel is absolutely pointless if you don't know how to find leads. So I'm a big, big advocate of organic before paid. So I love paid traffic, but I love to get everything converting, proof of concept, get it all converting organically. And then you go and kind of light the torch to it then with paid traffic. Yep. So a few tips what you can do, say for example, on LinkedIn is kind of my jam as well. So LinkedIn, if you go to, obviously you've got a people search. If you're if you're one of those people who serves somebody who has a job title, it's really, really
so good. It's me with personal trainers.
Yeah, well, exactly.
1 million results all across the world.
Exactly. So you're basically connecting with them. And a little top tip is to put your quiz in your signature. So do you know when you're saying,
genius.
I'd love to connect.
Oh, yep. Yes. Yeah, sorry.
I'd love to connect. CEO of Maeve Ferguson Coaching, what's your evergreen lifestyle business potential? Take the free quiz, and it's actually in my signature. So it's like, it doesn't trigger people because it's just in your signature as you're connecting with people. And we just get so many opt-ins every single day from that.
I love that. Because I used to do, right? Which didn't work, which is why I stopped doing it. It's like 5-10 years ago though, right? I would, type in personal trainer, go in there, send a message. Hey, I see you're a personal trainer. You want my free thing? Click here and get it. No one's clicking on that. You know, that's just a straight up, this guy's just trying to sell me something. But I love your way. It's just like, hey, I'm just introducing myself. Oh, by the way, he's a juicy quiz here.
But I think as well, it's the curiosity and intrigue of a quiz versus who wants my PDF lead magnet. You know, it's the quiz funnel. Is the curious, and when that hook is crafted well, and that's your ideal client, and you're asking them what's the blind spot.
Love it.
And then suddenly they're in your world.
I just want to give a tip for the listeners because I think there's so much good information you mentioned there. Even not quiz specific, even more so, but not quiz specific, I think it's a good message where a lot of people starting off, hey, join my Facebook group. The question in there is sign up for my newsletter. Not as juicy as if it's got exactly, you might get some, but it's not as juicy as if it's got that hook there. Right. Yeah. That'll make it, even if it wasn't a quiz, like a hook.
Yeah. Even if it is a PDF report, have a shiny, shiny hook, and that's going to raise curiosity. People are going to click that dang thing.
And then the quiz is the step on top of that. I think it's a good message for the listeners. It's not just a quiz. It's not just asking the question. There's multiple things going on here. And if you're new to the marketing game, you'll learn these as you go on, but it's just something to flag early on. Yeah. So awesome. LinkedIn. That's great. Now I'm guessing that, that's probably more, and LinkedIn is usually more a business to business thing anyway, right? So if you've got a quiz.
So I've got to dive in here because there's a huge belief, and it always makes me chuckle in this industry. There's a huge belief that the only people that are on LinkedIn are either like business professionals in suits or where you can search for a job title. But if you're the person who, say, for example, is helping somebody to lose weight and nobody has in their LinkedIn profile, Maeve Ferguson, I'm trying to lose weight, you're never going to find them that way through people. Yeah. So what you want to do is go and search the groups and events for groups and events that people who are trying to lose weight might attend. So you can literally go in, like an example would be if you're a confidence coach, literally go in and type in the word confidence and filter by events, and you're going to see all of these confidence type events with tens of thousands of attendees. And you literally then, there's your audience.
I'm going to do a quick one here because that is something I've struggled with my audience.
You can't search for a job title.
So I'm going to do a test there. So let's say, weight loss, we type in.
So type in confidence, for example, and then hit enter.
You then I'll share my screen so you can see where we are.
Yeah. If you go and then filter either by groups, or groups is a little bit slower because you have to obviously request to join.
Yeah. But you could get a few of these ones in here.
Yeah. So like there's a thousand members in a group called Communicate with Confidence. So you would imagine that, yes, there will be a few coaches in there, but you could find people in there who are trying to improve their confidence.
Here we go. So the events, I didn't even know about events.
So then 93 attendees who are literally signed up to say, yes, I'm going to go to this. You're able to go to that event then. And then
I can see the attendees.
Build your audience from there. Yeah.
Can you see the attendees?
Once you've registered, you have to go. You have to register.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's good. That's a good little easy
one. That's a little nugget.
It's smart. I like it. Awesome. All right. So LinkedIn there. That's great. Is that your preferred organic strategy for course creation?
So that's for LinkedIn. So and then Facebook, and again, I love like kind of principle based marketing rather than getting into all of the hype of what specific platform. But then if we follow kind of the same process in Facebook, for example, and we go to a group where our ideal client is hanging out, and then just use the search bar for a struggle that they may have. So say, for example, just type in the word confidence again, and then you're going to have people who are like, I'm really struggling with my confidence. Here's something that I'm really struggling with. And then what I love to do is we use your personal profile. It's not a business page. Yep. Use your personal profile, and you're then connecting with people. And the biggest point of all is, like, in those groups, position yourself as the expert. So you are showing up, you're positioning yourself as the expert. You are sharing just so much value. You are answering their problems, answering their questions. And then they are probably going to actually send you a connection request or a friend request. But if they don't, you're sending them a friend request. And because you've been helping them so much and you've been having this incredible conversation in the comments, they're going to say yes. And you're not pitching anything inside that group, but what you're doing is you're then putting your content on your profile. They are now your friend. They see it. They see your quiz. Boom, they're on your list.
Love it. Such a good tip, because it's a different market, LinkedIn, Facebook. You know, where LinkedIn, you can just do that. You can send that connection request. You put it in there. Happy days. Yeah. It's appropriate, but it's a bit spammy if you do that on Facebook. But I like the way you're. Hey, course creators, real quick before we get into today's episode, I've got a little favor to ask. As a lot of you are probably aware, one of my goals for this year is to get to massively grow this podcast and get it to be one of the top ranking podcasts in the marketing space. To do that, what really helps is if I can generate as many ratings and reviews as possible from listeners. So if you're a returning listener, if you could take a couple seconds and just give me a quick rating and review on Apple or Spotify or whatever platform you listen to, that would mean the world to me. Anyway, let's get to today's show.